The city and county of Honolulu has been dealing with abandoned cars for decades, for the most part keeping the problem under control, but lately it has gotten worse. Junkyards are filled to capacity, and the city has run out of places to stash the vehicles that get ditched or left behind, many of them from military personnel. Federal regulations designed to protect the identity of men and women who serve are exacerbating the abandoned vehicle problem, as Sherry Kajiwara, director of the Department of Consumer Services for the city and county of Honolulu, told us the other day.
The problem, Chris, has gotten worse within the last year, year and a half. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't really a problem before that. I think our operations ran pretty smoothly. If you leave your car on a public street, someone complains, we go through the process of notification, we pick it up, you get 30 days to claim your car. You don't respond, we auction it or we destroy it. That's mm-hmm. how it's been.
Mm-hmm. What complicates the issue?
Okay, so probably about early last year, there are rules that we were made aware of that require us to handle military vehicles that were abandoned on public streets differently.
Uh-huh.
So this, it's called the Civil Servicemen's Relief Act, and this protects soldiers' cars from being destroyed when they're deployed. And of course, that makes a lot of sense, that we need to make sure our servicemen are taken care of. However, there are a lot of servicemen that are abandoning their vehicles because, hey, we're an island state, and where many other states, you simply drive your car to your next assignment.
Right.
It costs money to ship a car.
I know.
So many of them have, let me just say, junker cars that they just use where they're here. And when they leave, they can't take it with them. Makes no sense. So sometimes the orders are rushed. They end up just leaving it on the streets in their parking stall, wherever they've last used it, and they leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's become a problem.
So how do you deal with it? How are you addressing it?
So with this military SCRA mandate, we cannot wait 30 days, no response, take action. We must now get a signed waiver from the owner of the car before we can do anything.
Who may be hard to locate.
That's exactly the problem, because when they registered their car here with the city, they gave us their local address here in Hawaii. Now that they're no longer here, Chris,
right.
We don't know where to find them.
Yeah. What are the numbers, you know, on any given month?
Since last year, we have in our possession about 500 military cars that we have to hold until we get a waiver done or we seek some court action to allow us permission to destroy.
So they're not going anywhere. Where are they stashed?
Well, they were held on our tow contractor's lot, and the city does have a contract with a private tow company to meet this need for the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of put them in a bad situation because their lots are so full, they couldn't pick up normal day-to-day car accidents, parked in an old parking zone, expired meter. They couldn't do those stuff anymore.
Their bread and butter business.
That is true. And we've put them in a little bit of a difficult situation, so we took it upon ourselves to find some city lots that we can temporarily store military cars.
Yeah.
And that is that's in some other areas. And I don't really want to identify those areas because since the media started identifying them, we've had some crime issues. So let's just say they're stored somewhere while we work on this problem.
Is it a financial drain on the city?
It does cost us money because we are taking possession of these cars. We have to do our due diligence in keeping it safe. So we have to fence the property. We hire security to watch the vehicles. And, of course, the man hours that it takes to find these servicemen, get the waivers signed, or go through court action takes people.
What would you like to see done?
We're working closely with the military, and it's only going to be through their help that we're going to be able to get our hands around this problem. So the first thing I need to do is be able to contact the military person to get their waiver, because many of them don't want these cars. All I need is it in writing, mm-hmm. that I can take immediate action. The hardest thing is finding these people. So if the military can assist us, and I have to say that the military has been really great in meeting with us, trying to find answers. They have some blocks and some legal battles of their own, but I believe they have it in their heart to help us with this, and they're doing what they can.
Are some of these cars pretty good cars? I mean, you know, in pretty good shape? Or
I would say 80% of these cars are derelicts. They're missing a major component. They don't have tires. They don't have an engine. They don't have the seats.
They're junkers. No use to anybody.
Right. And as long as the longer they sat out on the public roadway or in a deserted area,
yeah,
the worse conditions it got.
So given that, you've got an awful lot of junk accumulated. Doesn't sound like there's a mechanism right now to take care of it.
Well, we have some things in place. We're trying to determine if these are junk and derelict. Maybe we can get the court to help us expedite disposal if we can show that they are no value. I'm kind of putting my bets down on that route. And then we're also trying to establish whether or not these military-identified cars, these people, are they still in the military? Because if they're no longer in the military, then they're not covered.
Yeah. What's the rationale? I'm trying to understand the rationale for the original military regulation that sort of protects the identity of the servicemen and women who own the cars, or what's that intended to do?
Okay, well, I'm not sure if I know your question right, but for the city,
yeah,
when you register your car, all we take is your name and your local address.
So it's protecting the address once they're redeployed.
Oh, you mean for the military?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, well, I understand for the military, we've asked them to help us by providing the current address for the individual. But like everything else, that's an Information or Privacy Act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
that's what I was getting
right, that it's a Privacy Act where they probably cannot provide us with that information.
But that's where the logjam comes from, being unable to get in touch with these folks to say one way or the other, what do you want done with this car?
Yes, and that requirement takes quite a long time.
Well, it's also a mechanism if you've got a car that you just want to be rid of to just walk away from it if you're leaving Hawaii anyway.
You know, there is a mechanism, and what we're trying to do is work with the military to educate people. So you can turn in your junker. If you don't want your car, there's no reason to abandon it on our roadway. Not only military, but, you know, our local residents too. You don't want your car anymore, give us a call. You fill out a form, you turn in your plates on the car, and you just say, hey, I don't want it anymore. Even if it has back registration fees, we waive those, and we'll come out and we'll pick up your car.
Yeah.
So we want people to use that program. Go to honolulu.gov, learn more about our junking program. We'd like people to take advantage because then we can destroy the car immediately because we got your permission. You leave it on the car, you leave the car out on the public road, we got a lot of hoops to jump through before we can take action on any car. So once any car, the current process is we don't hear from you for 30 days or we get a waiver signed from a military person, then the car can be put on auction. And every month, the city holds an auction. This next auction is October 25 and October 26. So if anybody's interested, and we want more people to go out there, because the minimum bid is $50 to buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these cars are, you know, good enough to get around. Some are valuable for parts. People have different reasons why they want to get these cars. But $50 minimum bid, we don't have many bidders. So many of the cars are going for $50. That barely covers costs. So to me, the more people that bid, the better the income for the city. So we'd like to get more people to know about it.
Sherry Kajiwara is the Director of Department of Consumer Services for the City and County of Honolulu.